This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello and welcome to Thoughts in the Open. My name is Zoe, and on this show, I talk about all of the arts, including meditation and mindfulness. Might be as that book. Theodore Roosevelt. Birth and death dates. He was born in New York City, 1858, and he died on the 6th of January, 1919. His occupations were President of the United States, State Legislator, Assistant Naval Secretary, Cowboy, Police Commissioner, War Hero, and Civil Servant. His hobbies and travels were hunting and travels. The teddy bear. The teddy bear was named after Theodore Roosevelt when he refused to shoot a bear cub, especially because his nickname was Teddy. Bear signs. You can keep yourself safe by yelling to let the bears know who's coming. Keep an eye out for footprints. Look around and in the bushes. Don't climb a tree. Bears can climb too. Keep an eye out for footprints. If you spot one, don't run. Listen for strange noises. Walk back slowly if a bear comes nearby. Don't turn your back on them. Every 5 minutes, clap your hands loudly. Do bears hibernate? Yes, bears hibernate in caves or warm places during certain seasons to keep warm. Why do bears hibernate? Bears hibernate in caves during certain seasons to keep warm. Bears from all over the world. Right now, I'm going to list some different types of bears, even some of my personal favorites, but one of them isn't on here. Brown bear, American black bear, giant panda, Asiatic black bear, sloth bear, spectacled bear, sun bear, and polar bear. We don't have any bears here in New Zealand, so it's not a problem for us. My book of bear words. Hibernation is what bears do in winter to keep warm. Charge is what a bear does when they attack. A bluff charge is a bear will scare you by bluff charging. They'll approach you and then they'll come at you, but if their ears aren't pinned back, that's how you can tell between a charge and a bluff charge. Charges are when their ears are pinned back and their nose is pointed straight. Breeds are different types. Species are different animals. Senses. Bears have very good senses. And standing up. Don't be afraid. They're just looking at you. Bear athletes. Best swimmer. Can you guess what the best bear swimmer is? Yes, the polar bear is the best swimmer. In fact, I'm always going to think of a polar bear now whenever I'm at swimming lessons. And the best runner is a grizzly. Grizzlies can run up to 40 miles per hour. They're obviously the fastest. And the best climbers. The black bear is the best climber. Overall, most of the bears can climb, but black bears are more skilled at that. Big, bigger, biggest. Bears all over the world. Black bears. Black bears are really big fighters. Even big rocks won't hold them back. Grizzly bears are famous for their curiousness. And coastal brown bears, are also known as peninsula bears, are known for their distinct brown look and can weigh up to 540 kgs. Polar bears are known as marine mammals, meaning that they spend most of their time in the water while living life on land, and they're the second largest bear, also known as an aquatic mammal. Bear dens. Brown bears. Brown bear dens are most likely a big, big hole dug into a small hill or under a tree. And black bear dens are very big holes dug into trees or on the side of a big hill. Polar bear dens. Even though they live under the snow, polar bear dens are often snow mounds with holes dug through it or just rooms under the snow. Favorite foods of the black bear. Nuts, fruit, and all sorts of meat, plants, and honey. A polar bear's favorite food is a seal, big, fat, and juicy with authentic sea salt. How brown bears fish. Brown bears wait for the trout or salmon to start jumping upstream and try to grab a few. Sometimes they even try the old hand fishing technique, sticking your hand in the water and hoping something comes into it. Ah, those days. Bear senses. Touch. Bears are very strong. One hit can feel like being hit by a sledgehammer. Hearing. Bears may have little fluffy ears, but they're really good listeners. Smell. Bears can smell you from really far distances. Sight. Bears have to stand up to get a good look at you, but even though they have to do that, they know who you are and what you're doing here. How a polar bear stays warm in winter. Running around and hunting, their thick coats of fur, huddling in den, hibernation is a way of staying warm in winter, and huddling close together. Bear's lap book. Vocabulary. Boar, an adult male bear. Carrion, a dead or putrefying flesh. Cub, a baby bear. Defecate, to discharge feces from the bowels. Endangered, a species threatened with extinction. And forage, search for provisions. Habitat, the place or environment where a plant or animal naturally lives and grows. Hibernate, to become inactive or dormant. Home range, an area to which an animal usually confines its daily activities. Litter, a group of young animals born together from the same mother. Mammal, a warm-blooded, high vertebrate that gives birth to live young. Nourishes them with milk and has skin mostly covered with hair. Molt, to shed hair, feathers, skin, a shell, antlers, or an outer covering periodically. Muzzle, the projecting jaws and nose of an animal. Omnivore, an animal that feeds on both plant and animal substances. Plantigrade, walking on the sole of the heel with touching the ground. Predator, an animal that hunts other animals for food. Rodent, small gnawing animals that have both jaws, a single pair of incisors, and chisel-shaped edge. Scat animal, feces. Sedge grass like herbaceous plants found in wet regions throughout the world. Sow, an adult female bear. Torpor, a state of lower psychological activity typically categorized by reduced metabolism, heart rate, respiration, and body temperature. Scientific classification. Kingdom, Animalia. Phylum, Chordata. Class, Mammalia. Order, Carnivora. And family, Ursidae. Genus, Urus. Species, Urus americanus. Black bear, Urus alcortus horribilis. Brown bear, Ursus marmitus. Polar bear. Habitat. Bears are not found in Antarctica, Australia, or Africa. It's believed that bears in North America migrated from Asia. Bears are intelligent and adaptable and can learn to live in a variety of habitats. There are three kinds of bears in North America: black bears, brown bears, and polar bears. Black bears, the most common bear in North America of the bears we'll be discussing. It is the only bear that can be found in North America, as brown bears and polar bears can also be found in Europe and Asia. Black bears once lived in every state in the lower 48 states. Now they live in thickly wooded areas across Alaska and Canada. Throughout the western United States and Mexico, around the Great Lakes area and pocketed areas along the eastern and southern coasts of the United States, along the Appalachian Mountains in the east, also in the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas. In recent years, confirmed sightings of black bears have occurred in the piney woods of East Texas. Brown bears once lived throughout of North America. All brown bears are the same species. Subspecies live in different areas. Grizzly bears live in the interior of western United States, Alaska, and Canada. Grizzlies are endangered in the western United States, living only in national parks in Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. They are more plentiful in Canada and Alaska. Alaskan brown bears live along Alaska's coasts, and Kodiak bears live on Kodiak Island in Alaska. Coastal brown bears are often called brownies. Brown bears live in forested areas and mountainous regions. They prefer open meadows, river valleys, and plains. Polar bears. They live in the northernmost parts of Alaska and Canada, near the Arctic and North Atlantic Oceans. Polar bears live on the frozen sea ice in winter and on land in summer. The southernmost polar bears in the world live in the Hudson Bay area of northeastern Canada. Anatomy. Bears are mammals. All bears are large and stocky with short tails and short, thick legs. They have strong necks, large heads, small ears, long muzzles, forward-facing eyes, long claws, 5 toes on each foot, and strong jaws and teeth. All bears are plantigrade and walk flat-footed like humans, rather than on their toes like dogs or cats. This allows them to stand up on their hind legs. Claws on bears' front feet are longer than the claws on their back feet. All bears have an excellent sense of smell, which is at least as good as a bloodhound's, and good hearing. It was once thought that bears had poor eyesight, but scientists now believe bears have eyesight at least as good as humans. All bears have 2 kinds of fur: thick, warm underfur, and long guard hair. Bears also have a thick layer of fat under their skin. Did you know that polar bears' skin is actually black, and their fur is actually clear? Black bears, the smallest of the 3 North American bears. Adult males weigh between 130 to 660 pounds. Not all black bears are black. The black bears in the east are black, sometimes with a white chest patch, while black bears in the west are brown, reddish-brown, or cinnamon-colored. Glacier bears live in Alaska and British Columbia and are bluish-gray in color. Some scientists believe these bears are simply another variation of the black bear, while others believe they are separate subspecies, the elusive chromoid bear, another type of black bear which also lives along the Pacific coast of southern Alaska and British Columbia, is actually white or cream-colored. Black bears have longer, straighter snouts than brown bears, which are stubbier and curved. They have 42 teeth with sharp front teeth for tearing meat, and flat molars for grinding plants. Smell is the most important sense in finding food and avoiding enemies. Black bears' hearing is quite good, as they have the largest ears of all North American bears. They can detect danger from far away and hide or leave. Eyesight is the third in importance. Black bears' eyes are small compared to their head size. It is unknown how well black bears can see. Black bears' claws are short and curved and are good for digging and climbing. Black bears' tracks are 5 to 7 foot long, and claw marks only show up when the earth is soft enough. In a world of trees, castles touch the sky. I close my eyes and let my spirit fly. I'm just a soul who longs for more. Teddy bear. He's the first ever bear I have ever gotten. Soon after him came Bailey. I used to think of her as someone Gary could talk to when I was gone. Every night I cuddle her and Gary. One time, when I was little, we took a trip to the doctor's so I could have a checkup. As usual, I brought Gary along with me. I used to bring him everywhere. I had the usual done, light in the mouth, ear, and nose. When we left, I must have accidentally forgot him on the doctor's chair, because at bedtime I finally figured out Gary was gone. I felt very worried. My heart was racing. Gary! As difficult as it was, I eventually got to sleep. In the morning, Dad called the doctor's office and asked them if Gary was there. Sure enough, he was. Immediately, Dad rushed over to the office and found Gary sitting and waiting. Dad picked him up. On Gary's arm was a little tag that said, Gary Snyder, belongs to Zoe Snyder, and had our phone number written into it. It was one of those newborn baby tags. I like to have Gary, not only because I need and love him, but because he always has a smile on his face as a reminder of peace and happiness. Story of Gary. Gary 2, The Trip Overseas. Gary has been to several places all over the globe. England, Auckland, Dunedin, Wellington, Turangi, Thames, Whakatane, Rotorua, and the one I remember most, America, which is actually where I'm from. In North America, Gary got to experience so much about where I'm from and what it's like living in a place with different culture. First, we had to design and create tags for Gary and Bailey so they wouldn't get lost. Then, we drove to the airport where all of our family members were waiting. It was ages until our flight was boarding. Ding dong! Flight 249 has been delayed for 3 hours due to bird strike. The announcer exclaimed. 3 hours later, we flew to Auckland, then Los Angeles, and finally Denver Airport. From there, we took a travel bus to where we were staying. Squirrels! I could see squirrels! Then we flew to Charlotte, and we went to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and there was a flash flood and tornadoes. We had to go to the theater underground. Eventually, we went back home. I would also love to share about an American president that I really, really like. And his name is Theodore Roosevelt, as I explained at the start. Theodore Roosevelt, later nicknamed Teddy, was born in New York City in 1858. Theodore loved science and nature as a child, just like me, and collected all sorts of insects, birds, and animals. He also loved reading about cowboys and the West. When Theodore grew up, he graduated from Harvard and later became a state legislator. During this time, he bought a ranch in North Dakota and became a real cowboy. He was also a civil servant, a police commissioner, an assistant naval secretary, and a war hero. Then he became the president of the United States. He still loves science and nature and enjoyed hunting. President Roosevelt refused to shoot a small bear while on a hunting trip, and the story inspired the creation of the first teddy bears, or teddy bear, TR, created many national parks and forests while he was president in order to protect wildlife. After his presidency, Theodore and his son went on an expedition to Africa and explored a river in Brazil. Theodore Roosevelt's face is carved on Mount Rushmore, along with three other great American presidents. So credit to Descendants on this one. Make sure to watch that movie. It's also by one of my favorite singers, Dove Cameron, If Only. today. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in to my fortnightly broadcasts, Friday at 3 p.m. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Zigzag NZ.
If you think my topics and facts are way out there, you should see where Zigzag Tours go. Epic adventures across every inch of New Zealand and the sponsors of this show. So make sure to check out zigzagnz.com.
Adios!
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.